Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
True teachers were from God. Please listen to John. We, that is, the true teachers, are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John 4:6. Our brief lesson today has the title, True Teachers Are of God. People of every generation have a right to ask about preachers or teachers. How do we know they are of God? If all people who claim to be of God really are of God, this is a confusing world. If you listen to radio preachers or to television preachers, you know they often contradict each other. They often also contradict the Bible. They cannot all be from God. According to John, those who knew God in apostolic times listened to God's messengers, such as John, Peter, and Paul. Those who know God today listen to faithful preachers of the gospel. We have a divine standard by which we can judge when a man is preaching the truth. We must have the attitude of the Bereans, who searched the Scriptures daily to ascertain if the messages they were hearing were from God. Acts 17:11. If we are not of God, we do not want to hear the truth of the gospel. Did you know there are elderships and other religious leaders who will not allow their preachers to discuss marriage, divorce, and remarriage? I know a congregation that forbade their preacher to discuss church discipline. He preached on it anyway and was fired. One eldership refused to allow the preacher to discuss beverage alcohol. When we do not listen to the proclamation of the gospel, we are not of God, regardless of our pretensions. In our day, there is one way and only one way to distinguish between truth and error, studying and applying the Word of God. There is no other way. God does not whisper in our ears, as some Quaker writers have argued. Nor do men in our day have special messages from the Holy Spirit. Tragically, there is a great amount of mysticism in the religious world and even among churches of Christ. For example, Edward Fudge's book, The Sound of His Voice, Discovering the Secrets of God's Guidance, reveals his mystical view of the Bible. He tells of riding on an airplane when God told him the name of the woman sitting beside him. Page 127. The Bible and the Bible alone furnishes us to all good works. At least that is what Paul told Timothy. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, completely furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The Apostle Peter teaches that God has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. If you want to know how to become a Christian, the worship God demands of His people, and the moral values we must honor, you must turn to the pages of God's sacred book. Neither tradition, nor the will of the people, nor religious history can serve as the standard by which we are to live. We must turn to the Bible to find answers to our religious questions and concerns. I close with these words from Paul's address to the Ephesian elders. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them who are sanctified. Acts 20:32. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.